I forgot to make a title slide, but happy October, everyone. So last time we looked at some page table features that are really tricks that you can play by leveraging the way the page table works. So for example, copy on write, you can set the writable bit of two different processes' virtual page numbers that are sharing a given page. You can set the writable bit to be 0. And that way, if either one of them tries to write, then you make a copy. So that way, in the common case, if most of the pages are not actually going to be modified, you only need one copy between the two processes. But in fact, if you have a write, then you make private copies for each process. And this can make things like fork much more efficient. This is enabled by a second structure, the memory maps, the VM area structs, that tell the OS what regions of the virtual address space are allocated for. So are they allocated for stack? Should they be writable or not? And so on. So in the copy on write example, when you take that fault and see that the process is trying to write to a page that's marked readable, you don't immediately actually return an error to the program. You first check that memory map and say, well, should this region be writable? Because if it should be writable, then this was a copy on write fault. And we need to clean it up and try it again. And we talked about a couple other examples of these features that page tables support. Then we talked about how page tables are actually represented in memory. And that's where we'll pick up. So we did one example of translating a virtual address to a physical address at the very end of the last class. So we'll pick up with another example here to refresh everyone's memory. Then we'll talk about what your upcoming assignment is going to do. And then we'll talk about how you do multi-level page translation. So like in the last example, we have memory laid out here in regions of each row is representing 4 bytes. And each byte is 2 hex digits, because remember, a hex digit represents 4 bits. So we need 8 bits to represent a byte. And just to give a sort of unique way of talking about the contents of a given byte in memory, we just numbered the bytes. So these values in here and over here represent the actual contents of the memory. And these labels over here represent the physical addresses. Now we said we have 8 byte pages, so that means that each one of these groups of 2 of these rows represents 1 page, right? Because we said, for this toy example to fit on a slide, that a page is going to consist of 8 bytes. And so we have several pages represented here. So we've also said that the page table is going to have entries that are each 1 byte. And because we have 8 byte pages, our offset here will be how many bits? Well, 8 is 2 to the 3. So 8 is equal to 2 to the 3. So we'll have 3-bit offset. So if we have a 6-bit address, that means the lower order 3 bits are the offset, and the upper order 3 bits are the virtual page number. So how big does our page table need to be? Well, if we have 3 bits of virtual page number, then we can have 2 to the 3 different unique virtual pages. So that's 8 different virtual pages. So we're going to have 8 entries in our page table. Each entry is 1 byte. So a page table is 8 bytes. Everybody with me so far? And in this example, the contents of a page table entry are going to be, if we lay it out like this, the upper order 3 bits are the physical page number. Then we're going to have 1 valid bit. And then these 4 bits here are our other bits. Writable, user or system level, stuff like that. So when we read out a byte, when we read out a page table entry, that's how we're going to interpret the bits in there. The most significant 3 bits will be our physical page number. The next bit after that will be our valid bit. And then if we actually have to, in a real load or store, we'd actually have to check, is this writable, et cetera, et cetera. So the final piece of information that we need here before we can translate a virtual address is the page table base register. So that is the address in physical memory where the page table starts. So the page table base register is 0x20, which is here. So that is where our page table starts. And this page is our page table. And so each of those bytes represents 1 page table entry. Okay, so let's translate our virtual address 0x12. So go ahead and talk to your neighbor and see if you can translate the virtual address 0x12 to a physical address. And just to help you out and save you a bit of time, I'll write this in binary. Whoops. Okay. So maybe let's go ahead and go through this example. So 0x12 in binary would be written out like this. The lower three order bits are offset because we have 8-byte pages. So we need to be able to indicate which of the 8 bytes in the page is our offset. And then the remaining 3 bits represent our virtual page number. We have 8 possible pages. So we're going to be somewhere in here. And if you actually were to draw this out, which isn't practical in sort of normal scenarios, but if you could actually draw this out, you could just say, okay, well, I'm going to start here and go 0, 1, 2. And this would be my actual page table entry. But the correct math is to take our base address here, and then we're going to add virtual page number 2 times the size of a page table entry, which we said is 1 byte. So that gives us question in the back. Sorry, can you just speak a little? How did I get this here? Yeah, so hex to binary, each hex digit is 4 bits, because 4 bits can represent 16 values, and it's hex. And so the 2 here, that, 2 is 0010. If this had been, let's say, F, then it would be 1111. And so this, let me use the pointer here. This group of 4 bits is our 2, and this group of 2 bits is the 1 here. And I only drew 2 bits because we only have a 6-bit address. So just fleshing this out a little bit, address 0x22 gives us this value. Because here's address 20, here's address 21, here's address 22. So we take that 0xd1, and for our purposes, let's represent this as binary. So 0xd1 is going to look like this. Remember, a page table entry is 8 bits. We're using all 8 bits. And the top 3 bits here are our physical page number, and then this here is our valid bit. And then the other 4 bits are those other bits. Okay, so we have physical page number 110 here, and it's valid. So now we can combine the page number with the offset, which should actually be 0, 1, 0. Remember, we concatenate our physical page number with our offset. We just stick the two next to each other, and that makes our physical address. Now, if we want to know the contents of memory, we would go to the memory at location physical address 110010, which in hex is 0x32. And so this is the actual correct value here. That just that part I scribbled out was the typo. And so that would give us 0xBA. Yes, question.
So you concatenate the offset only if the valid bit is assigned 1.
Correct. Okay. Correct. So if that valid bit had been 0, we would have stopped the translation there and done something else. And that something else, because of these other features we support, we would have to go look at the memory map and see what a fault here, a non-valid bit, means. Like, is this a page, is this a virtual page that has been swapped out to disk that we need to go fetch? Or is this a virtual page that hasn't been allocated yet and we should return a seg fault? Question?
Just say
Right. So when we talk about translating, we're going to translate from virtual to physical. And so on every load and store, and every instruction fetch using the program counter, we're going to have a virtual address that we need to translate to know where in memory to look. And we actually have caches on the chip that are faster to access that keep recently used chunks of memory. And in a real processor, we're going to check the cache before we take the very long latency lookup to go to memory, and we'll be talking about caches in the next unit. But to go to the cache, we're typically still going to need to do the translation first. There was another question over here on my right. Any other questions? So do people feel like you could replicate this? Like, for example, on a quiz. If we gave you this information, could you do this translation? Okay, great. So I kind of got ahead of the individual steps on the slide. But for the upcoming assignment, you are going to write code to emulate a page table. Now, we're not actually going to go into Linux and implement page tables in an actual operating system because there's a lot of extra sort of overhead to get oriented in the code and be able to do that. So you'll write a simulation or an emulation of a page table where you're going to do this in user level code, but go through all the steps that demonstrate the behavior of a page table and translation. So you'll allocate memory for the page tables, and we're going to, over the course of this multi-step assignment, we're going to implement both single-level page tables, like we looked at so far, and multi-level page tables, which we haven't talked about yet. And you'll need to support the ability to take a virtual address as a as an argument and return a physical address. And so the virtual address will just be an argument to your functions. The physical address will be an address in the space of your program. So a way to think about this is we've got physical memory here. We've got virtual memory here, which is your program. And you're going to implement a page table in virtual memory that is going to actually point to a region of space elsewhere in your program. And these may be mapped to the hardware's physical memory. You're just kind of pretending that this here is page tables are in physical memory too. So you're gonna, let me redraw this here. This is the page table. So in the process that you're running, you have this giant virtual address space, you're going to be running a program that's going to allocate some memory elsewhere in your address space that you're going to pretend is physical memory, and you're going to be able to take a fake virtual address and translate it into a location in this region of physical memory that is available for your program. But this is all sort of emulated, right? So you're not doing anything in the operating system layer that would translate this to the machine's true physical memory. So you're sort of taking your virtual address space and using a region of the available virtual address space to pretend that it's physical memory that's mapped by your pretend page table. But you're going to go through all the steps of address translation and managing page tables that the real operating system does. The only thing that we're not doing is actually putting it in an operating system. And that means that you kind of have to share the address space of your application. And so let's dig into this a little more. So here's the API, kind of the spec of what you need to support. You'll have a pound defined page offset bits value. So if we had 4K pages, that number would be 12. 2 to the 12th is 4K. You'll have a pound defined number of levels of your page table hierarchy. In the examples that we've looked at, this would be 1. We'll look at multi-level soon. You'll have, or you'll need to be able to support an address that indicates the beginning of the page table in your address space. You'll need to be able to support translation, so you would take a virtual address as an argument and you would return a physical address, the result of your translation. So even though this is really in memory that you're allocating, we're pretending that we're modeling physical memory. And if anything in your page table hierarchy hasn't been allocated yet, like for example, there's a page table entry that's invalid, we need to be able to support page allocation. So another way that you could think about what we're doing here in this messy picture I drew is that you are allocating a region of your address space, and now you're supporting the ability to take addresses that are in a simulated virtual address space and mapping them to this region that you allocated. Why would you want to do that? Maybe you want to support some kind of multi-process emulation at the user level, and there are actually simulators in the computer architecture research community that do this kind of thing. But I don't want to get too bogged down in that, so let's go ahead and go a little further on what you're actually implementing. So your translate function, if we look at a one-level example, like a 32-bit address space in the older x86 standard, you'd have 12, well, this is actually one level. So this was even the previous generation of x86. But if you have 12-bit offset bits, we have 4K pages, single-level page table. You're going to need to be able to get the pointer to the table in memory. And then if we were to do translation of these different virtual addresses, it would look kind of like this. So with PO bits equals 12, the low order 3 hex digits, or the low order 12 bits, are your offset. And so then the high order bits would be your virtual page number. So, and then for purposes of this exercise, if the valid bit is 0, instead of actually raising a signal or raising an exception, you're just going to return 0. So that's part of our simulated virtual memory, is that instead of faulting, we just return 0 as the result of the translate function. So if we look at that first address, 0FFF, well, virtual page number 0 here doesn't have a mapping, so we return 0. Now for these addresses, virtual page number 1 does have a mapping, and the physical page number is 0x9999. So we take that virtual, that to physical translation, we concatenate the offset, and that's our physical address. So virtual address, physical address. So regardless of what our low order bits are, if the high order bits indicating the virtual page number are 0x1, then we're looking at this entry, and then we just concatenate the offset. Now, if we move on to virtual page number 2, once again, there's no mapping here. So our translate function, by definition of the spec in our API, should return 0. And then if we were to go to virtual page number 3, that would be entry 3 here. There is a mapping. It's valid. And let me erase this scribble here. And so we get physical page number 3333, and we take that and concatenate the offset bits. And you'll be writing the function to set up this page table, create entries in that page table, as well as do the translation type functionality that we've done in exercises in class. So let's talk about allocation. So let's say that we get, we're using the, how do we get this entry, 0x9999 in here? Well, let's say prior to getting the page table in the state, we get the address for 0x1000, and we decide that we need to allocate an entry for it. So, we need to be able to support the page allocate function. So you can imagine that we might write code that says page translate 0x1000. Oh, that returns 0, so there's no allocation. There's no page table entry for that. So let's allocate one. So we'll call page allocate on this address. Now notice that page allocate for 1000 or page allocate for 0x1001 or anything else that has 0x1 at the beginning, that's all within the same page. So our page allocate function should ignore those low order page offset bits. And so we can do that with POSIX memaline, which will allocate memory aligned to a multiple of some value. In this case, we would want it to be aligned to a multiple of 4k bits. And the address that that memory allocator returns is what we'll fill in here. Now, to fill in the page table entry, we need to take the physical page number, so we'll have to take what POSIX memaline returns and fiddle with the bits a little bit and combine those with a valid bit and some other bits. But if we think about just this column of our page table, we're basically taking the slightly munged version of what POSIX memaline gives us and putting it in there. So you can think of POSIX memaline as being kind of like malloc, except malloc can give you a pointer that's anywhere. POSIX memaline will give you a, it's like malloc, but aligned to this multiple, in our case, of 4K. So what it's effectively doing is just ignoring those low order bits. And so what the man page for POSIX memaline looks like, this is just a little snippet, a little summary, but you have to define a void star result. This is the same paradigm of allocating an object that we're going to provide as an argument with an ampersand. We're actually passing in a pointer to this object we allocated, and the function call is going to fill that in with a value. So POSIX memaline, the actual return value is just an error code. If there is no error, then POSIX memaline, after it returns, will have filled in result with a pointer of type void star to a chunk of memory that is size bytes, aligned to a multiple of whatever you say the alignment is, which would be 2 to the PO bits. And if there is an error code, then it was not a successful allocation, and the value of result is not actually usable. Otherwise, if there is no error, then the result value will be filled in with a pointer, which is the address in your allocated memory, your simulated allocated memory that you're going to put into your page table entry. So everybody okay with this? Any questions on what POSIX Memoline does? Again, think of it as an aligned version of malloc, but instead of returning a pointer as the actual argument, it returns your pointer in result. Covered this. So the assignment itself will consist of three stages. First, the lab this week will give you a little bit more orientation with virtual memory. Then the actual homework, part one, so it's one homework assignment linked from our schedule, but it describes the different steps, and so you'll basically turn in this homework three times. The first time, we're going to test your code and assume that you have implemented either the translate function or the page allocate function. You don't have to do both. Then, after fall break, you will support, so for part one, we only have to support one level page tables, like the examples we've done in class, with page size of 4K, 12 offset bits. For part two, we're going to need you to submit code that supports all the levels. So you one level page table, two level page tables, etc. And then in part three, you'll do a final submission where everything is implemented. So this is one of the bigger assignments. The majority of the points will be based on part three, but to encourage you to do this in multiple steps and give you an opportunity to make sure that things are working and get feedback, we are actually treating this as three homework assignments. It's just that they're not equally weighted. Question?
Will they be auto-graded so you can see what your score
is before you log in? So for part one, and part two, they're mostly auto-graded. And then we have a code review stage before the final step. Yes, question?
So are there any actual new features you're doing for part three, or is it just incorporating feedback from the code review and improving?
If I remember correctly, and I don't have the page up in front of me, it's all, yeah.
So I guess two things. I should have put one after the slides.
Oh, yeah.
There is one additional requirement that we're going to expect for the code review for part three, but I mentioned it for part two, which is not the code review. And as for auto-grading, there are some things that we can't auto-grade. For example, there is a style requirement in the assignment that is not auto-graded. There is a reading, there are text files you have to write with English in them. Those won't be auto-graded. The functionality will be. Not, there's a bunch of stuff
there. Right. And so, for example, the style guide is to make it easier for us to do the code review and give you feedback along the way, and so on and so forth. Okay. So the format of a page table entry will actually look like this. So a page table entry will be 64 bits, 8 bytes. And you won't use the lowest order 12 bits. The lowest order bit is the valid bit. Then you won't use the next lowest order 11 bits. And then the remaining bits, most significant bits of the page table entry will be the physical page number. So you've got a virtual address, and for a given level, you index into this page table entry. The first thing you're going to do is check the lowest order bit, the least significant bit, and see if this is a valid entry. If it is a valid entry, then you would look at the top 64 minus 12 is 52 bits, and treat that as a physical page number. For reasons we'll see in a minute, when you're looking at a virtual address, you're going to treat it a little bit differently. So the lowest order bits will be the page offset, just like all the examples we've looked at. The next batch of bits will be the virtual page number. Now, our virtual addresses are 64 bits in width, but we're not supporting a 2 to the 64 virtual address space. We're supporting a smaller virtual address space. So the most significant bits will actually just be ignored. And we'll look at an example of that. This is the way real systems work. This is the way x86 works today. Even though pointers are 64 bits, not all of those bits are used because we don't want to support such a large virtual address space. So some of those bits are just ignored. And a physical address, after you've completed translation, you'll just carry over the page offset the way we've done in all our examples and concatenate that with the physical page number that you get out of the page table entry. Any questions so far? So I put quotes around physical address here because the physical pages that we're simulating in our simulated virtual memory are actually just allocations that this aligned version of malloc is giving you in your own address space. But we're pretending that each of these allocations is our simulated physical memory. So to get a better feeling for this in a pictorial form, imagine we've got our page table base register stored at a particular in a particular variable in our program. The contents of that variable will be a pointer that points to the base of your page table here. So let's say this is in your global data of your program that you're running. The variable base register will contain a pointer that indicates where your page table actually starts. And then we have a bunch of page table entries. And for a given virtual page number, we would go look in here. We would take the virtual page number times how many bytes it is, 8 bytes. And that's an offset to the base address of your page table, which we got from this variable. So if our base of our page table that's contained in PTBR is 0x1000, then we just take whatever this is, add VPN times 8, and that gives us the page table entry, which is this slot right here. Now it's times 8 because we have 8 byte page table entries. In our example that we did at the beginning of class, we only had 1 byte page table entries. Whatever the architecture defines as the format, that's the format. In this particular emulated architecture, it's defined that our page tables have 8 bytes entries. So okay, now let's say we're translating a virtual address, whatever that virtual page number is, that helps us find this slot here, that's our page table entry, and let's say the contents of this page table entry look like this. The physical page number is 0x20, and our valid bit is 1. So this is a valid mapping. So now we take our physical page number and multiply it by the page size to get the address of the beginning of this particular page. And we can now add to it the offset to get the actual address in memory. Now, I made a big deal in sort of previous examples about saying you take the physical page number and you concatenate the offset to it. And in the examples where we were playing with the individual bits, that's exactly what we want to do. However, we don't have a concatenate function that we can use here. So concatenating is the same as taking our physical page number, shifting it left by the corresponding number of bits to create the space to fill in our offset bits. Then once we've done that, we can just add, using traditional addition, we can just add our offset. Now, I said we want to shift our physical address left, sorry, it's this direction for you guys, to create space for the offset. Well, shifting left by a certain number of bits and multiplying by a power of 2 are the same thing. So if we take 0x20 times 4k, then so times 4096, that is going to take 0x20, which is 0000010, and it's going to shift it left Twelve bits. So now we have ones. Let me keep my color coding here. 100000, and then. So multiplying 0x20 times our page size of 4k will give us that value. Now we can add our offset, whatever that offset might be, and that will fill in the blue bits with whatever our offset is. So taking some bits and concatenating some other bits is the same as taking the thing that you want to be in the higher order bits and multiplying it by a power of 2 to give you the space where you can now add in the offset. So in the code that you write, since you don't have an easy way to concatenate, this is how you're going to implement the actual translation. You're going to take the physical page number, multiply it by the page size, and then add the offset. Question.
Is there any reason to left shift versus multiplying? I mean, I know they're effectively the same thing, but is there an advantage to one over the other?
So what the compiler would generate is probably left shift, because left shift is cheaper in hardware than multiply. But they are, when we're talking about powers of 2, they're completely equivalent. But integer multiply is kind of expensive, takes multiple cycles, whereas shifting is a single cycle operation. And so the only reason I'm sort of harping on the shifting is to sort of show how we're creating the space to add in the offset here. Whatever the compiler chooses to generate in terms of the actual code sequence doesn't really matter. So this is really important that you understand what's happening here. So questions? Okay, but let's think about how this actually has to get built up. If we start without a page table yet, first we have to allocate memory for the page table. So we can't do that until we've allocated the page table using a POSIX memaline allocation to get one page of page table that the page table base register will point to. And we might need multiple pages. Now if we go into this page table entry when we're doing a translation, and we find that the entry is not valid yet, then to make it valid and create the actual memory that's the actual physical page that's being referenced, then we have to do another allocation to fill in the page table entry. And when we first allocate our page table, we need to make sure that the page table is initialized to have all invalid bits in the valid bit position. So we're going to have to make sure that we set that bit to be zero. So we can just memset this region to zero to make all of the bits of this allocated page table be zero. Question?
What type of data structure would you use for this allocation specifically?
So you're just going to allocate a chunk of bytes, and then you're going to treat it as an array of ints, 8-byte integers. And then you're going to do bit manipulation on each of those page table entries. So you'll have to get comfortable with doing bit manipulation. And then on translation, well, we've already gone through these steps, so in the interest of time, let me skip ahead to a sort of a quick review of what the process is. In this example, we're doing single level. So you get a virtual address. It's really longer than this, hence the dots in the purple part there. We're going to strip out the least significant bits. In your real example, this would be 12 bits, not 8. The process you're going through to sort of map the picture I drew onto what we've seen before is we take the page table base register, we add the virtual page number to it, which is the purple part, and we have to be sure to multiply by the size of the page table entry, and that's what gives us, and then we add the offset to this, and that's what gives us the final memory that goes, the final address that goes to memory. So remember this, we took the page table base register, we add the virtual page number times the size of the page table entry, that gives us the page table entry address, we read the value at that address, parse the bits out, get the physical page number, which we may have to allocate, and then that gives us the physical page that we're going to access, and I muddled things a little bit here. I forgot to point out here in my explanations that when we did this example, we were supporting translate. And then when I was going through these slides, I was talking about how page allocate would work. So when you call page allocate, if there's no page table allocated yet, if PTBR doesn't have a, if PTBR is zero, then you have to allocate the page table, initialize it, and then on a page allocate, when the page table is already set up, if the page table entry isn't valid yet, to make it valid, we have to allocate a new page and put that put the corresponding bits in the PPN field of the page table entry. So, any questions? All right. So, in the interest of time, I think we've covered all of this. Let's talk about multi-level translation. When we have a 64-bit virtual address space, 64-bit pointers, we don't necessarily use all the bits, but still, we're supporting a large enough address range that single-level page tables are no longer practical. So for example, a typical desktop might have 39-bit physical addresses. So that would mean that it supports up to 512 gigabytes of memory. And 48-bit virtual addresses with the remaining 14 bits not used. With 4K pages, how many page table entries are we going to have? In the interest of time, instead of doing this as an exercise, I'll just tell you. If we have a 2 to the 48 if we have a 2 to the 48 address space divided into 4K or 2 to the 12th byte page chunks, then that means we have 2 to the 36 entries. 2 to the 36 entries is a really big number. By the way, how large are the physical page numbers? We have 39-bit physical addresses. 12 of those bits are offset. I said this wrong. This is the physical address. This is the offset. This is how many bits in the physical page number. So if each of these page table entries is 8 bytes, then we have an actual page table that would potentially take up to 2 to the 39 bytes. That's really huge. That would use up all of our physical memory just to store the page table. So how can we save space? Well, we observe that in most processes, large regions of the address space are not used. This is especially true with larger pointers. So the reason we went from 32-bit to 64-bit addresses in hardware is that people were actually using 4 gigs of memory for real data and running out of room. We needed to be able to accommodate more memory. And when we went to the 64-bit address space, or even a 48-bit address space, a lot of the address space here is not used. So we have a large region between the heap and the stack. Even if we malloc a lot of space, and even if we have a lot of function calls, the heap and the stack are never going to come close to touching, except in really extraordinarily rare programs. And similarly, since we reserve half of the address space for the OS, but the OS is never going to use that much address space. There's a big region there, the top red box of the address space, that's never used. So we don't want to have page table entries for these unused regions. So instead of a single flat page table that has a lot of entries that are never used, we can do two things. One is we could do a hash table. This has actually been used in a couple of architectures, but it's kind of fallen out of favor. I should say it never really got traction. There are certain difficulties with making this work. So instead, what we do is we have a really simplistic version of a tree-based data structure, which is a multi-level page table. So we have a couple additional properties we need to support. The lookup is often going to be implemented in hardware. That's certainly the case for x86. So the lookup has to be really simple, and it has to allow you to basically take different regions of bits in the virtual address and with wires route that to different lookup steps. And we want to minimize the number of memory accesses involved in a lookup. So what we do is we just break the address into multiple levels. Here we're going to show you two level, but actual x86 64-bit architecture, if I remember correctly, is a 4-level page table. And it's really just kind of extending what we do here by more steps. So for the first level page table, we take the most significant bits of the virtual page number and find the corresponding entry. And then if that's valid, that physical page number is not going to be what we directly use in the final physical address. Instead, it's just going to point to another layer of our page table hierarchy. And a new page table, which we call the second level page table, that gives us the actual virtual to physical mapping. So here, we will use the most significant bits of the virtual page number. Here, we'll use the middle bits of the virtual page number. And here, we'll take the physical page number that we get and combine it with the offset bits to get our final physical address. So now, instead of treating the virtual page number as a single index into a giant flat page table, we're taking the high order bits to index the first level page table, and then the next batch of virtual page number bits, and using them to index into the selected second level page table. Now notice here that each entry in my first level page table, if it's valid, points to a completely separate second level page table. So we have one first level page table, but we have a bunch of second level page tables. And where this wins is that for these regions here of the virtual address space that aren't used, like that region between the heap and the stack, we don't need to allocate second level page tables. So there's big chunks of the virtual address space that never get allocated second level page tables. And assuming we have a lot of the virtual address space that's not used, then a lot of these entries in the first level page table will be invalid. And so the corresponding entries in the corresponding second level page table structures won't be allocated. And this ends up saving a lot of space compared to the flat structure. So the invalid entries represent holes in the virtual address space. So the first level page table looks kind of like what you would expect. We have a valid bit, we have some other bits, we have some physical page numbers, but these are locations in physical memory of the second level page table. So here we're treating the physical page number field of our first level page table as something a little different. It is a physical address, it is a physical page number, but it's a physical page number where we're storing our second level page table. And that's what this is showing here. And so, what we can see here is that for the high order bits of the virtual page number, we have a particular entry here. We index into our first level page table using 00 for any virtual address that's in this range, or we index into the first level page table with 01 for any virtual address that's in this range, and we get the corresponding page table entry. And then in the second level page table, we use the next batch of bits to index, so the parts of the virtual page number that we didn't use yet, now we're going to use those to index into our second level page table. And then this is the physical address, physical page number that we're actually going to combine with our offset. Question? They are. So the second level page tables don't need to be next to each other. Each second level page table corresponding to one of these entries here can be in a different place in physical memory. So that also gives us flexibility to dynamically allocate the second level page tables as they're needed. So if I go to a virtual address, let's say I'm growing my stack, and I go on to a new page that actually moves from, let's say, this range into this range. Let's say my well, actually, my stack would be growing the other direction, but let's say I end up in a new entry, a new range of virtual address here, I might have to allocate a new physical page to store a new second level page table before I can even get around to allocating an actual page of physical memory to store the data for the stack. So there might be two allocations when I go to a new virtual address that's not mapped. I might need to allocate a new second level page table, then find the corresponding entry in that second level page table, and of course it'll be invalid because it's a new second level page table, and allocate an entry for that. Question. Did you have your hand up? Okay, so, sorry, there was another point I was going to make here, but what this example, another point that this example is trying to show here is that for a virtual page number, any virtual page number in this range here, we're going to have a second level page table. And let's say that our virtual page number is 0x3, somewhere between 0x300 and 0x3FF. That means that this particular second level page table, all of the virtual page numbers in this 0x3 range will have a corresponding entry in the second level page table that corresponds to 0x3. So virtual page number 0x300 will have a certain entry, and so on and so forth. So when we do the page table lookup, we have to be able to split the virtual address into three groups of bits. The low order 12 bits are the offset. Then depending on our, this is a kind of a shrunken version, but the high order bits are our first level page table, portion of the virtual page number that we use to look to select the corresponding entry in the first level page table. And then the remaining bits are what we use to index into the second level page table. So here's like a flow chart of how this works. We take the base table page table, the page table base register. We take the first part of the virtual address, multiply it by the page table entry size, 8 bytes in our homework example. That is our offset relative to the page table base register. And that sum gives us our address for the page table entry in the first level page table. So if the first level page table beginning address is the page table base register, and then our position in that is whatever our high order bits are, that gives it an entry number, and that entry takes a certain number of bytes. So by doing this arithmetic here shown on the left, that gives us the address of the page table entry. We can go fetch that entry from memory, and now we have to process the parts of the page table entry. So we look at the least significant bit to see if the entry is valid. If it is not valid, we might have to indicate a fault, but if it is valid, then we're going to take the physical page number out of that page table entry. So we're going to take some high order bits out of that page table entry. We're going to multiply by the page size. That gives us a sort of base physical address for the next layer of the page table. We take these bits here, that's our next part of the virtual page number. Once again, we multiply by the page table entry size, we add these two, and that gives us our second page table entry address. Notice that this part and this part work the same. So now we go fetch the second level page table entry. Once again, we process the bits in the page table entry. Assuming that it's valid, the physical page number part of this second level page table entry is our actual physical page number. And then we just combine it with the offset. So I want to get to an example here. Here's another schematic, and when you go look at the slides, this may be helpful to refer back to. So you can think of the page table base register as pointing to the beginning of this first level page table. These bits point here, then this gives us the physical address of the next level, and then we take these bits to find the corresponding entry. The physical page number here points to the beginning of the actual physical page that is containing data, and then we find the corresponding offset. So this is a physical page number from this page table entry. This is a physical page number from this page table entry. And then this is the offset. So, an important thing to remember here is that the virtual page number is split into pieces. And everything that we get out of the page tables is a physical address, or in the homework, it's a simulated physical address. So, to help cement this, let's look at an example of a two-level translation. And I think we have just enough time to go through an example. So suppose we have 9-bit virtual addresses and 6-bit physical addresses. We're going to have 8-byte pages, so our offset is 3 bits. Toy example to fit on a slide. Right? So in both the virtual and physical address, the low order 3 bits are offset. So because we have only 3-bit physical page numbers, 2 to the 3 is 8, so we're going to have 8 page table entries in our page tables. And if we say that each entry is 1 byte, we're going back to 1-byte page table entries for simplicity to fit on a slide, that means that our page tables are 8 entries times 1 byte per entry equals 8-byte page tables. And when we take a virtual address, we're going to have to do this twice with the high order 3 bits for the first level page table. And then once we get a new page table address out of that for our second level page table, then we'll use the second chunk of VPN bits to index into that. So here's our example. So we have a base register of 0x20 again, and we're going to translate that virtual address. So this is our first level page table pointed to by the base register. And in the interest of time, I will just walk through this example. So if we write out 0x129 as bits, it will look like this. Now we have to take the top 3 bits as our index into our first level page table. So 100 is also 4, and we only have 1-byte page table entries, so we're going to be looking at address 0x24, right? So we take these 3 bits, which can have any possible value from 0 to 7. 100 is 4. So we're going to count 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, or go to address 0x24 to get the actual page table entry of this first level page table. So we use the first part of the virtual page number to get this page table entry. The contents of that page table entry look like this. This is our physical page number, and this is our valid bit. And so this is a valid mapping. And our second level page table is at 0x111. And we multiply by the page size, which is 8 bytes. So that gives us an address of the second page table. The second level page table is 111000. And now we use the middle bits of the virtual address, so the second part of the virtual page number. We add that to this value here. So we took the physical page number, shifted it left by 3 bits, or multiplied by 8. We add in the position within that second level page table by taking the next group of bits from the virtual page number. Our page table entries are 1 byte. So that gives us an address for our second level page table entry of 0x3d. And that is here. So our second level page table entry is 0xdc. And we can write that out in binary as 110, etc. This is our physical page number. This is our valid bit. It is a valid mapping. And we take the physical page number, combine it with the offset from the virtual address, and that gives us address 0x31. So we go to address 0x31 in memory, and these are the actual contents at that address in memory. So color-coded, the blue is our first level page table access, and that gives us in green the beginning of our second level page table. We combine that with the index of our second level page table entry, which is the purple bits in the virtual address. We combine them to get our actual physical page. So before people leave, I just want to say I'll be out on Thursday. Professor Rice will be lecturing for me on Thursday. And any quick questions before we run out of time? Yes.
Yeah, they're just part of the virtual camera.